Some state lawmakers want Arizona to be on the forefront of the Bitcoin phenomena. A bill that passed the Senate and is making its way through the House would allow Arizonans to pay their income taxes with Bitcoin. That's the worldwide cryptocurrency that now has millions of users internationally. So what does it mean that Arizona's revenue authorities might recognize it? For more on that, I got a hold of the state senator who introduced this bill. Senator Warren Peterson is a Republican from Gilbert, and he told me that this bill and several other that the legislature is considering that address cryptocurrencies sends a message that Arizona is open for business.
It definitely sends a message that we're open for innovation, that we're forward thinking, and that we're open-minded to new technologies and business. One thing that I have brought up before is that when you look at the internet and all the great things that the internet has done for people, government got on board late with some of those things. Even Arizona, there are still some returns you cannot do online. Now, you can almost do every tax return and tax function online and electronically, but even now, there's still, I believe it's the corporate return, that you're not going to be able to do that for at least another year. Mm-hmm. So as I looked at this, and as this coming with our current governor, our current legislature that is very business friendly, I looked at it as, let's get on the front side of this. I know this is a new technology to a lot of people, but it definitely has so many advantages that it's going to be the future. And let's get on this side of it instead of on the back end where we're literally holding people up and we're frustrating our citizens because they can't do things the way that they want to do them.
Right. So what are some of the implications of this, though? So if Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies aren't backed by governments at this point, couldn't that turn out badly for the state if you're allowing people to pay in this way?
What will happen when people make their payment? The bill states that the state will only credit a person what the state receives in the payment, and it's actually converted. It's just like right now you have overstock.com, you have people that you can buy your coffee with Bitcoin, you know you can draft your house with Bitcoin. There's politicians that are accepting political contributions using Bitcoin. All of those people, they're using a vendor that immediately makes an exchange. The state would do the same thing in this instance.
So it would be turned into dollars.
Yeah, it would be instantly turned into dollars. For us to get to the point where people are holding it, it will reach the point where the currency is so ubiquitous that it becomes very stable to the point where, you know, we're not talking about Bitcoin in dollars. You're just mm-hmm. talking about Bitcoin. This costs this much Bitcoin, that
right.
costs this much Bitcoin.
Right.
So the state has no risk. There is no risk to the state.
Right. So where do you think this is headed? It sounds like you think this is inevitable, that Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies like it will be commonplace soon.
Yeah, I think there's some benefits that make it so that it will stand the test of time, especially what I think is even more definite is that the underlying technology, the blockchain technology, I think that is definitely not going anywhere. That's going to be the future of transactions. You know, you're already seeing countries that are starting to talk about using that as their currency. You could see why that could be easier and more cost effective than, you know, coinage or physical metals, papers, and those kinds of things. So I do think that it will be the future. I don't think anyone can say what cryptocurrency it will be, because they're continually, you're getting, you know, new ones, improved ones. And so that can't be said, but I think it will definitely be used in the future.
All right. Senator Warren Peterson, thanks so much for the time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.